406-587-4181 and visit callnow.org.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. I'm sure, just as I have a heavy heart, many of you do, in your nooks and crannies, probably the flags were hung or were lowered to half-mast, better way to put it. And it all started on Friday with a horrible, horrible day in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 kids were killed simply going to school and being in their first grade classroom. 12 girls, 8 boys, who were getting to know, thank goodness, because more information is coming out about them to celebrate their lives instead of the misery of what happened on Friday. So as the first responders started close into that school, when Adam Lanza had opened fire, got in even though it was locked, got through the principal and a couple of other people, and went for the kids, he had an intent to probably kill many more people, as there were hundreds of bullets that weren't used. But once he realized they were closing in on him, he turned the gun on himself. Now, just a handful of days later, in planning services for young children who had so much of life left, families are grappling with the reality and the enormity of what happened in a town that is described as something like a northern Mayberry. The president visited on Sunday with families, talked to families, was part of a vigil, and mentioned the victims and ultimately how we can no longer tolerate this in the United States. Classroom by classroom, massacring 6- and 7-year-olds. And no answer, no explanation for this. What is the possible motive? The police haven't found a letter, a diary, anything that was left behind so far that could offer some answer as to what made this 20-year-old do what he did. We might never know. Probably will never 100% know, even if we find a little shred of information as to what led to this, what was going on inside Adam Lanza's head. So now the question becomes, after this horrific, horrific shooting, where do we go from here? I mean, there was a little girl named Anna Marquez Green, who had just moved to Newtown from Canada. Then there was 27-year-old Victoria Soto, who died trying to hide her children, her kids. And then there was the principal, who lunged at the gunman, Adam Lanza, trying to overtake him, unfortunately, unsuccessfully. So that now the questions are about so many things, including what can we do in the schools to make the kids safer? Should somebody be armed? Should there be an off-duty police officer or somebody else roaming the hallways, ready to go, just in case the unthinkable happens like what happened in Newtown. I think part of the country is just in a state of disbelief. The people in that town are. It's an enormous tragedy. Really, there aren't any kind of eloquent words that you can offer, I think, condolence-wise, to the people who lost a son, a daughter, a mother, a sister, a cousin, a granddaughter, a niece, a nephew, a grandson. Wow. It's the first thing I thought of. It's not just those people and their immediate family. It's everybody in that family. And then the conversation turns to, what about guns? Here's what Senator Dianne Feinstein had to say about a bill that she wants to put up banning assault weapons once everybody gets back and a new Congress comes in January.
I'm going to have an opportunity with this bill. I'm going to ask and spend my time and create a committee across this nation to support it.
Lieutenant Paul Vance described the hundreds of bullets left behind. Take a listen.
Multiple high-capacity magazines.
How many rounds do you have?
Approximately 30 rounds per magazine.
And how many magazines?
Several, but just numerous.
Hundreds of bullets?
Hundreds of bullets, yes.
Hundreds of bullets giving clues as to what could have happened besides what already did happen that was horrific. The initial reports were that there were several shooters wearing black paramilitary gear and all that sort of stuff. And the initial reports were so wrong, including the brother, Ryan, who was cuffed, Ryan Lanza, who was cuffed and was being questioned by police. People were pinning it on him that they already had some of the news organizations. They already had somebody in custody. That turned out not to be what happened. So the only person armed is the bad guy. And I still turn it back to this. If you want to protect yourself, you want to protect the school, how do you do that? You wait for first responders. You wait for the SWAT team, you wait for whoever to come in, and then it's too late. What about a concealed carry permit for at least one person then who could help should the, I'll use the word again, unthinkable happen at a school where your child is going? So in trying to point the finger, it's worthless at this point. The mother was killed. She had the guns. She knew her son had some mental problems because she was constantly dealing with it. But did he have access to the locked weapons? He must have had some kind of access. And he killed her first, Nancy Lanza, and then went up to the school and changed lives in Newtown forever. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your true sense.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lord, we ask most of all that you would use us to be a source of your healing in the midst of their wounds.
All right, and that was one of the preachers who was at the vigil for the people of Newtown who had gathered together to try to offer each other support, to remember the people that were killed, and to look for help in each other and trying to piece this all together. In other words, their lives, pulling it all back together. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across a wounded nation, to be sure. That was Pastor Jim Solomon, and that was his prayer for healing. And it's a tough thing that one cannot imagine, first of all, losing a child, but losing a child in this manner and at such a young age is unspeakable. High-powered weapons in a school, going classroom by classroom, massacring just little children, parents identifying their children through photos to spare them the shock, because even the responder types were sick to their stomach at the carnage that they saw from just young children lying in pools of blood, young innocents. And it is something you can't fathom if you have children, or just even knowing the precious young lives to be cut down in that way. The past couple of days have been very, very rough. And the why this happened and what pushed him to go to that school and how did he get those guns in the first place? Were they unlocked? Was it easy for him to get his mother's weapons? And then he shot her, killed her, and went on from there. So It's nothing but questions and very, very few answers. No notes, no traces or trails at this point of the 20-year-old who was almost invisible from the time he was a child. According to people who knew him, said he was nice, but he was socially awkward. No manifesto, nothing about the murderous rampage that he went on. And this is something that investigators say they sort of expect, because this is what they find when these horrific things happen. Often there isn't that trail. And Lanza might have gone to Sandy Hook many, many years ago, but why did he go there on Friday? Why did he go there on Friday? Of course, throughout the week here on America Tonight, I'm certain we'll be talking about different angles of this and how do we move forward and what can we do right now, whether it's arming teachers, allowing them to be armed, or a principal, or having somebody else on the grounds that's fully capable, well-trained, knows exactly what to do should this ever happen in your kids' elementary school. Or is this the wrong answer? There would be a lot of people that would say, wow, so now this is what we've been forced to come to this area because of a madman's crazy actions, and several of them in the past. Now we have to change school to meet the potential or the expectation that, well, this could happen. So we have to change the way we think. And the answer is we do have to change the way we think and figure out a better way, because if people are piercing the bubble of what used to be a safe haven, then we got to figure out a way to make it a safe haven again, or at least as safe as we could possibly make it. And I don't think that it's ridiculous to at least consider the possibility that we may have to go to that extreme step in so many people's eyes. And what about the father of Adam Lanza and the brother who was wrongfully accused initially, especially in a lot of media organizations, of being the guy who was believed to be suspected of the horrific crime, and turns out he wasn't, had nothing to do with it. The father issued a statement saying that our hearts, Peter Lanza, our hearts go out to the families and friends who lost loved ones and to all of those who were injured. Our family is grieving along with all those who have been affected by this enormous tragedy. No words can truly express how heartbroken we are. We are in a state of disbelief and trying to find whatever answers we can. We, too, are asking why. We've cooperated fully with law enforcement and will continue to do so. Like so many of you, we are saddened but struggling to make sense of what's happened. And that's it. How do you make sense of something that makes absolutely no sense? What makes no sense whatsoever? And people are coming from far and wide, and certainly from all over Connecticut, to lay flowers and stuffed animals and light candles, anything they can do to... There's a makeshift memorial that's set up near the elementary school because people feel like they want to do something, even if they had no connection to this tiny town. They feel like they need to or want to reach out in some way, and it's been absolutely overwhelming. An avalanche of affection poured down on these poor, poor people in this town, and it happened within just a matter of minutes on a Friday morning 9:30 in the morning, and now has altered so many lives and may change some of the things that we think about doing here in the United States at our schools, including the arming of a teacher, as I keep saying, or a principal or somebody else, or making that a possibility of that happening. I think that discussion will take a long, long time. By the way, as I said, Senator Feinstein wants a ban on assault weapons. She's not alone. Other Democratic lawmakers and independent Senator Joe Lieberman, who's on his way out, are saying the same thing. This is the way to respond to this, to finally get this back on the radar and have the discussion about weapons and guns. And some experts are saying don't be stunned if this climbs all the way back up to the Supreme Court. So military-style assault weapons is what we're talking about, banning those and holding a national commission to examine mass shootings in the United States. That's another proposal. Since assault weapons were developed for the U.S. military, not commercial gun manufacturers, this is why this makes sense to have the discussion again. There was a ban. It expired and was left to expire. So what implications of the tragedy, you know, who at this point can answer that? I think the implications are definitely far and wide. Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York said Obama could use his executive powers to enforce existing gun laws and throws weight behind legislation like Dianne Feinstein's, that he says it can be done. Remember, the assault ban expired back in 2004. I think it'd be smart to have a serious commission on looking at the mental health system, looking at gun laws in different states and realizing what they are and how they're working or how they're not working. I think there are a lot of serious questions that need to be answered, and a panel, a commission, a bipartisan one would make a lot of sense to me. Send me your thoughts. You can do that by going to the website, americatonight.net, clicking on contact, and just like that, you're in. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us, everyone.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
They were just getting ready to swing, knock me out with a baseball bat.
Smoke a little bit of marijuana anyway. You got an ounce? That's okay. However, immediately it is being challenged, creating what ultimately could be a big giant showdown over the pot plant marijuana. Is it good, bad, or you don't really care? It is a big issue. It's a big issue because now that you have the legalization, and there are some vague things that don't sort of make sense as to how you're supposed to enforce, not enforce, and the feds come racing in, and they're definitely, the Justice Department is definitely, I think, going to put the kibosh on all of this. It's going to go all the way up through the courts. And can you imagine really tackling this one? You have hardcore people on both sides. Sounds familiar in about 5 different issues that we have. If we had burners, if we had 5 burners right in front of me and right in front of you, what do you think the hot topics would be? Always, probably throughout the rest of my life, you have abortion, religion, you definitely have gay marriage mixed into that. You certainly have, I think, the legalization or not of marijuana and the immigration issue. I mean, we could add more burners, but to me, those are definitely top 5s. So when we talk about marijuana, the rehab people say it's a gateway drug, leads to other things, violence, meth, the things that we have seen from people who are just crazy out of their mind on meth, lose everything, will shoot to get some, will do whatever. And then you have law enforcement people who say it's ridiculous, so much money is wasted in the courts, we could throw out all this silly possession charge stuff and save a ton of money, process real criminals that are doing harm to people, and forget about the marijuana thing. So, definitively, where do you stand on the pot issue? Is it a no-brainer? We just shouldn't legalize marijuana, except for medical marijuana. Okay, that's a whole different story. People who are dying of cancer and other horrible things, what a relief it is, and it's fair to have the legalization of medical marijuana, but let's not go over board with the legalization of marijuana. I may surprise a few of you and say, although I am not at all a drug taker or pot smoker or whatever, I think that we have some pretty good grounds on legalizing marijuana. And I've talked to some of the most hardened law enforcement guys, I think ever in my career this past 2 years, who have kind of persuaded me of that. Because before I would have said, oh, you know, I've heard too many things about what this ultimately leads to for so many people, and it's sad, and it's blah, blah, blah. But what you do to yourself is one thing, because we could say that with alcohol and cigarettes and other things. And if you're not harming anyone else, the argument will be, just like it is with alcohol, well, what about people that are trashed out of their heads driving? How impaired are they, and could they kill you in an accident? And the answer is, well, could, of course. But you could say the same thing about distracted drivers and people who drink, even just a little bit. And I don't believe that in the next decade we're gonna ultimately have that answer. It's a law. Boom. Legalize, let's forget about it, let's throw this whole debate away, because now we finally have decided that this is what we're going to do as a nation. We voted on it. Mm-mm. I don't think so. I think somebody is token up somewhere right now listening to America Tonight. So I'm saying, when I talked to the ex-police chief in Philadelphia and in Los Angeles, and talked to them about where we would be if we weren't going after people who were just carrying around a little bit of pot, and how much money it would save in the courts, and how much more efficient they would be in some of these cities, and why it is such a waste of time to go in this direction. Of course, the drug cartels, I am certain, would prefer not to have legalized marijuana, even if it takes just a little chunk of the business away. Because pot smoking, believe it or not, is way up. A lot of kids smoking pot. A lot of people smoke pot. We've had many on our show. We've had people who have really ripped up their lives because of drugs. We had a guy on a month and a half ago who told his sad tale of going from Silver Spoon, tennis scholarship, world by the tail, to homeless, living under a bridge, his family at their wit's end after sending him 7 times to rehab, and he swears that pot is a gateway drug. We're going to have a debate on the show with people who say yes to legalize marijuana and people who say no way. At the same time, we're going to do that coming into 2013. This is one of the things that we're going to do. We're going to have more live debates, and that will certainly be one of them. Of the 5 burners, every single one of the burners is red, smoking hot. And I think the legalization issue with Washington State and Colorado, the Justice Department is going to try to squash that as soon as they can. And there's confusion as to what's enforceable and what's not enforceable in both of those places, by the way. They're trying to figure out what workplaces can do if somebody comes in and they're trashed out of their mind, and you know, how do you determine that, and blah 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 blah, blah on and on as to this, you know, the issue. To me, I think you go to, if it's not harming you, think about it. Look at all the other things that we are dealing with. Do we need to deal with small, tiny bits of marijuana? Do we need to deal with that? And I'm not saying someone who's who's king crop grower and is making a gazillion dollars and has acres and acres of pot. I'm not saying let's have a ganja fest, but I'm saying small little amounts that people are possessing. Stacy in Mississippi, we woke him up. Hey, Stacy.
How are you doing, Steve?
I'm good. What do you say, Stace? Yay or nay on legalized?
Well, I say yay, and I'm going to tell you why. All right, let's go all the way back to the Indians. They didn't smoke tobacco in peace. They didn't smoke the weed. I don't smoke marijuana. I did when I was a kid. Of course, most people do when they're a kid. They try weed.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Anyway, that's just like alcohol, which is, if I drink a beer, I do it in my driveway or my house. Alcohol, the reason alcohol is legal now, because the Christian steals and the government got a way to tax it. Okay? They can't figure out a way to tax marijuana because you got a male and a female plant. They pollinate each other, and then you got seed. And then they cannot figure out a way to tax it is the reason they would be against it. That is just the bottom line. I don't smoke marijuana. I did when I was a kid. I did
yeah.
not now. They
yeah.
cannot figure out a way to tax it. That's the bottom line. It's like liquor. They figured out a way. Crush the steels. Let's put it in breweries. We can tax it and sell it in stores. Well, I can't figure out a way to do this because it's got seeds. And, that's just the bottom line.
Now, you're absolutely right. If we can tax it, make money on it, we love it. If we can't, and we can't have a piece of this, it's like gold, Stacey. They're talking about now trying to go after gold because gold was the one investment where you weren't paying on it. And now, naturally, the government wants their take on it. And you're right. It's absolutely the same thing with pot.
I mean, that's the bottom line of it. Is the government wants a piece of it. If they could stop it from producing seeds and they could just grow it, just like they do at Mississippi State College, they got fields of it growing up there with big fences around it and everything.
Uh-huh.
But if they could stop it from producing seeds, which they cannot, as God's, it come out of the ground, I don't see what's wrong with it. And I'd rather meet a person smoking a joint going down the road and I ain't see them drinking a mixed drink going down the road. I do not swear to God, I do not smoke marijuana. I did when I was a kid. But, yeah, I'm part of being legal, but not being run up down the road, smoking, walking up down the street like a thug or nothing. I'm not part of that. But I'm just telling you the reason I want it legalized is because they cannot figure out a way to tax it. That's it. Just think about it. And then alcohol and Christian steels. And that's all we can get is buying stores now. And that's why they crushed all the steels, like on Andy Griffin, crushed all the steels and everything. Well, they started taxing the stuff, so they're getting their part. Well, they're not getting their part out of marijuana. They figure out a way to tax it. Then it's going to be okay. You mark my word down. It's exactly what the whole deal is about.
Stacey, that was I agree with your argument. You're absolutely right. California, they've talked about that. Hey, if we can figure out a way to tax this, then we could solve some of our financial problems taxing marijuana, getting our little piece of it. How do we regulate it? Because that's also part of the problem in Colorado and Washington State. How do you legally get marijuana? Oh, my. Mailbag coming up around the bend. Love those lame ducks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Used to be the girlfriend of the current governor of California, Jerry Brown, first time around when he was governor. Yep, and now I don't know what's happened to Linda Ronstadt. I have no idea where where he is or where she is. I know where he is, but I have no idea where she is right now. She's probably doing concerts. I mean, it's such a great gig when you're in the music industry, because if you really have passion for singing and playing and whatnot, so you become this superstar for however long, and you're playing big, big places. Then you get to play the medium-sized places. Then you get to play the tiny places. But you still make an awesome living, and you're still playing. Some opt not to do that. John Bon Jovi said he wouldn't, once he can't do, like, the Meadowlands, then he doesn't want to rock anymore. He doesn't want to go play the tiny places and end up at the fairs, and he doesn't want to be the guy who is like the Rolling Stones, 70 years old and still playing. But, hey, I say if people want it, then why not? They can't get no satisfaction from what they're hearing on the radio or on their iPods or whatever, you know, tune into iTunes, downloading stuff. They want to go old school, let them go old school. If they can make some money off of it, and they sell out. So if somebody goes to see them, you know, it's like Fleetwood Mac is touring. Who else is? What's old is new. And then there are people that are younger that didn't hear some of the groups. There's lots of groups I haven't heard, not as an adult, not live. And maybe they can catch a little bit of that lightning in a bottle.
The Who played the 12-12-12 festival.
They did. The Who,
and
really.
It was amazing.
They really did do a decent job. I watched The Who. And as Charles just mentioned, so sometimes you can, you know, they still can go back to performing, and we've seen that some of these groups will still sell out shows. I went to a Boston concert over the summer, proving the medium theory, in Atlantic City. When I was at the Jersey Shore, my husband, who wouldn't have really heard Boston either when he was younger, he would have been a little bit too young, but liked their music, wanted to go and see them, and we went to see them live, and they were, you know, they were actually pretty decent. It was maybe 5,000-6,000 people probably there. All right, so once again, I've gotten off on a tangent. I said that I would check the mailbag, so let's go to the mailbag.
You've got mail.
Oh, please. Is that from the 80s as well? You've Got Mail. Wasn't that a movie with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks?
You've Got Mail.
Oh, that's so awful. And now we just need that dial-up sound. Where? How does it go? Looks, you know, you hear... So slow. It took forever. But that was back when we had patience and we weren't all ADD. So, without further ado, let's check the mail. This from Dave Barr. Hello, Kate Delaney. I love your show. At first, I really couldn't stand it. Now I am so hooked. I'm telling my buddies about it. Expect them to write you notes, too. I dig, dig, diggity, dig. Nice. I nail the score. And I also like your political bent. I think that you give everybody a chance to comment, and I like that. I'm sick of people beating other people up. It's boring radio. And I don't think you do boring radio, so bravo.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man. Okay.
It's not boring. We love it. We like it. All right, how about this one from Judge Knapp? Ooh, Judge Knapp. I saw that and I thought, ugh, what am I in trouble for? What did I say? You've been talking about the legalization of marijuana. I will tell you this. I have seen what drugs can do to families, and it's not a pretty sight. You obviously have not witnessed that firsthand. I think the legalization of marijuana is a big, bad thing. Colorado and Washington, good luck dealing with it. Ultimately, and you have used that word many times, Ms. Delaney. He's referring, I'll tell you about it in a second. The feds will come in, swoop in, and shut the marijuana factory down, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, so that was a little confusing, but I had family members maybe that struggled with drugs and is saying, well, what I was talking about before, it's a gateway drug. He's using the word ultimately because I got an email the other day, and it was a brilliant email, and I actually wrote back and said it was a brilliant email that pointed out the fact that I was using the word ultimately one night, and who knows how many nights in a row, too many times. One of the listeners decided that was a crutch word for me, and they didn't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear you say that word. I can take criticism. I thought it was good. The way that the email went, it was RB who said, ultimately, let's put put that overused word in the dungeon, please, 25 times an hour. I bet if you listen to people, I'm going to do this because you brought that up. I'm going to listen to some other talk shows, including Rush. I'm going to see if I can catch any kind of crutch words. Oh, maybe that's a boring idea. How about this one from Caitlin? I like America Tonight, but I don't like Nail the Score. Who cares about football? Why do we talk about football? It'd be like talking about celebrity gossip, which, congratulations, you don't do hardly at all, because I don't care about Lindsay Lohan or Blake Lively or any of the other young stars, except for you obviously know them, which is interesting. However, Susan Rice withdrawing from Secretary of State, bravo. I think it was long overdue. She should have ended the charade way back in October when you realized she was pinning her hopes on nothing. Nobody would have confirmed Susan Rice. Sincerely, talk to you again. The Susan Rice saga did go on too long. She did realize she was becoming a major distraction. She was seeing herself on the tube every 5 seconds, and everybody was talking about it. It was smart to withdraw. Could have been done earlier. But I think she really wanted the gig, so she was trying to hang in there. You know when you really want something, and everybody's telling you that you can't get it, you're not going to get it, oh, too bad, so sorry. The woman has a ton of education. She went to Stanford and went to Oxford and did all the right things and isn't used to losing. She's not used to losing. She lost it, though, when Graham constantly made it an issue and John McCain made it an issue and the president tried to defuse it. He probably made it worse by saying, come after me. So there was no way. She was not going to get confirmed. Some people would have voted for it, but not enough to push her over the top. So she did the right thing by just, let's end the year out of this whole thing and just stay in her gig as the U.S. ambassador for the U.N. Smart move. Chris, hello, America Tonight and all the other listeners. I want to tell you that I am very surprised that Bill Clinton says that his wife is not going to run for the mayor of New York City. Do you think it's because Bill would like to be the mayor of New York City? If this was 250 years ago, you probably could be president and then be mayor of a city. No. Once you get the highest gig, you can't go backwards. Hillary needs a break. That's what the deal is. Maybe she'll run for president. I'm not sure. She looks like she's checked out from politics. I think that this was her last hurrah, Secretary of State. Any thoughts? You can send them to me. You know how you do that? Just go to americatonight.net and click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
How do you know him?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah? How about a beer?
Even better.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.